The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It's about 37 minutes after the top of the hour. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. That is the number that Mike in Northwest Columbus has called. Mike, welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. You mentioned Zach Klein. He's not really prosecuting some of these people.
Yeah.
Isn't the failure to prosecute really obstruction of justice for the citizens that were harmed by these people's actions?
Well, you would think so. But see, he threw the police under the bus. He said, well, I wanted to prosecute them, but I couldn't because the police didn't fill out the paperwork correctly. What he said.
Yeah. Gee, maybe I can get out of paying taxes to the city if I don't fill the paper. They want it both ways. They want people to pay taxes but not get services. They can't be nominated to the Supreme Court. They want people to pay taxes, but they don't want to get the full service of the government.
Yeah.
And the people that aren't paying taxes, they're giving the full service of the government too.
I know.
The
hypocrisy of the liberal left is at times breathtaking.
Oh yeah, this is ridiculous. It really, I don't know how they can say Columbus is a great place to live and work. They need to add riot, rob, and loot maybe, and things like that, but at some point, Columbus, one of the big money Dilbert guys behind the scenes, when are they going to get involved? This has gone on too long in Columbus.
I don't live in Columbus, but I have watched the decline of Columbus over the last several years under Democratic regimes. There have been some buildings and so forth, but I think of. Well, I'm not even going to go into it, but I've watched the decline. And, we are now known for riots and looting and a state house that was desecrated rather than what we have been known for before. And the removal of the Statue of Columbus. And, I was thinking, Mike, I was walking. I don't know where it was. I was somewhere in Columbus just a few days ago. I'm walking along, and there was a manhole cover. And on the manhole cover, it said City of Columbus. And there was a picture of one of these ships of Columbus and Christopher Columbus. And I thought,
wow.
Are they going to replace all the manholes in Columbus? Can we expect Mayor Ginther to replace all of the offensive manholes?
He might. The ship is not there anymore. The one ship that was always downtown, parked down the river, is not there anymore. I don't know what happened to it.
It's in storage somewhere. It was kind of disassembled. That was Buck Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Remember Buck Reinhardt?
Yeah,
that was his project. All right,
the last good mayor.
Yeah, he was a strange bird, but he was a good good mayor. He really was, and had vision. He really did.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Good to talk to you. And now we're going to talk to Frank in Columbus. Frank, how are you today?
I'm well, Bob.
You can tell me the truth, Frank. We're friends. You can tell me how you really are.
You know what? I'm doing great, but my feelings, I don't know. I was going to start singing that song when you picked it up, but you beat me to it. I'm like, kind of a good
feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Yeah, that's the theme of the liberal left. Feelings, feelings, feelings. Fact? No. Truth? No. History? No. Feelings, emotion, hysteria? Yes! That's the liberal left.
Just to be a toddler again. Anyways, because they all act like toddlers. Anyways, the reason for my call today is obviously talking about what's going on, you know, with these charges and the failure of the city attorney to do anything. But in you question, you know, what's wrong with him or what? He's a Democrat. Look around. You go to Portland, they let people go there. You know what? As a matter of fact, I read an article, and maybe you discussed this. I don't know. I might have missed it. Harris. She was paying to get, you know, these people out of jail, yeah. These rioters.
Yeah.
Six of those people that she paid, or the group that she backs, or whatever it is, however the money went from her to them to get these people out, to bail them out, six of those had assault on women charges. Two of them strangled a woman, not the same woman, two different women. You know, this was, I read this yesterday. So they really don't care who they let out. This is the plan. When you question the Ohio State president, I'm sure the University of Michigan president probably said the same kind of garbage. This is why we have young people today, including, I hate to say it, my older son. It is what it is. You know, you go out and get a master's degree. They cram this stuff in the kids' heads. And there's not much you can do. My younger son, he's pretty much on the even keel, thank goodness. But why should we be surprised when people come out like this and say, you know, the head of these universities say these things when, you know, well, we got to cancel classes today because we're worried about your feelings. Just go somewhere and invent yourself. You know, go do what you need to do. You know, just go find your safe space. There's a crayon book and some crayons like they did last election. You know, it shouldn't surprise anybody. And you know what? Two more points and I'll hang up because I know time's short. The same city attorney, do you remember they put a curfew out? The same city attorney, after people were arrested by the hardworking Columbus police officers, dropped the charges on that.
Yeah.
They put out a curfew. And what's the point? I mean, what, you know, what is the point of having laws or passing these rules if you're not going to enforce them? You might as well just open the prisons up and let everybody out. This morning I just happened to run into a Columbus police officer at a gas station. We had a long talk, you know, not a long talk, but we had a chat about this. And you know, the poor guy, you know, I'm sure he's disheartened. You know, he's like, you know, with the stuff going on that we've seen, you know, Kentucky was going to burn, and Louisville, and of course it did. But, you know, my father was in law enforcement. I chose to be a firefighter myself. But, the guy's like, you know, we might as well just get shot. We might as well let them shoot us. Mm-hmm. Breonna Taylor, and this, you even repeated too, there was not a no-knock warrant. It was not.
That's correct.
A no-knock
warrant. Even though the news media has reported repeatedly that it was a no-knock warrant. And in fact, the city of Louisville made no-knock warrants illegal after this, even though it was not a no-knock warrant.
Right. And her boyfriend, at the, you know, in the place, was the one that fired the first shot. Now,
correct.
You know, I don't know. I'm a police officer going in to do a drug raid. I get shot at. Yeah, I'm probably shooting back. You know, because yeah. What do you do? Are they supposed to take the first punch? You know, in this case, it's not a punch. This is a bullet. I was always told you never start a fight, but if you get into one,
well,
you know, you do what you need
to
do.
And I keep thinking back to the Westerville police officers in a similar situation, did not have an opportunity to return fire, and they both lost their lives. They both lost their lives. Yeah. Hey, Frank, I got to go.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Bob, well, check your feelings at the door because
yeah.
they don't matter here.
I'm going to go feelings, nothing more than feelings. All right, Frank. All right, good to talk to you. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And how about a little bit of good news, encouraging news? The folks down at the Creation Museum just will not sit still. They continue to make it bigger, better, more engaging, more professional, and more pro-life. They're not just about creation. They are for biblical truth, and they certainly stand for life. Here's the headline, Pro-Life Exhibit to Open at the Creation Museum. Answer to, when does human life begin? Presented in stunning new exhibit. Here's part of the press release. Using the latest scientific discoveries along with teachings from the Bible, a team of artists, technicians, and scientists at the Creation Museum has created a $1.2 million visually striking exhibit, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. With lifelike models depicting a baby's remarkable development in the womb and other displays, along with 4D ultrasound videos, this tastefully done exhibit opens to the public tomorrow and is offered at no extra admission charge. The exhibit was entirely funded by donations. I love it. I am so appreciative of Ken Ham, Mark Loy. Now, most of you are familiar with the name Ken Ham. Most of you are not familiar with the name Mark Loy. Mark Loy is just as important to the birth, the creation of Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter as Ken Ham. Mark is kind of the organizer, and I don't want to say the brains behind the scenes, but Mark is Mark's one of the driving forces behind the scenes. He is co-founder of the Creation Museum and Answers in Genesis. He doesn't want any credit at all, so hardly anybody knows Mark's name. But anyway, good guy. And if you have not been to the Creation Museum, go. If you have not been in the last couple of years, you need to go back. They have added several things. Now, the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter have exceeded anyone's expectations, including the folks at Answers in Genesis. Seriously. I mean, they thought it'd be a success. Obviously, they wouldn't have built it. But they did not predict it was going to be the success that it has been. People would be coming from all over the world, literally coming all over the world. So anyway, this exhibit opens tomorrow, September 25th. When does life begin? That's not the name of the exhibit. The name of the exhibit is Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. That's from Psalm 139. So that opens at the Creation Museum, and I'll have to look it up. In a few months, the Ark Encounter is going to sponsor 40 days of concerts and meetings. Some of the top preachers in the world are going to be at the Creation Museum. Some of the top Christian artists in the entire world are going to be there. It is going to be an event unlike anything I've ever heard of. And that will be at the Ark Encounter next year. And when we get closer to it, I'll give you the details. But I can't recommend it highly enough. Now, I hate to end with this, but I want to get this in. The Chinese government has published a new textbook for their schools, and in the textbook, they talk about Jesus. Yeah, they do. They tell the story of the Jesus and the woman taken in adultery in John chapter 8. However, they've made a few changes. The religious people come and throw the woman taken in adultery at the feet of Jesus. They leave, and Jesus stones her to death. No, I'm not making it up. In the Chinese story, in a textbook published by the Chinese government, Jesus stones the woman to death, and he says, "No one is above the law. I am also a sinner," and basically this woman is not going to get away with it. The purpose? To put fear into the hearts of people and to try to tell the Chinese people that Jesus was a murderer. Yes, that is the communist Chinese government. Wow. Hey, folks, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.